Okay, you said okay, you're speaking. And we're learning Likutei Halachot again. Baruch Hashem, we learned to learn Likutei Halachot. Rabbi Natan, the holy Rabbi Natan. Right, Gan Eden. Yeah, his book is Gan Eden, right? Mamash Gan Eden, Gan Eden. We live in Gan Eden here. And we're going to learn about... So how come in these days, the whole 3 weeks, we did not say Shechianu? We learned about Shechianu. Now we learn why. So why don't we do them in Shechianu? Because we learned that Shechianu is peace, right? You see someone, another Jew that you love, you say Shechianu. You have shalom between two Jews. You say Shechianu. You didn't see him for 30 days. Halacha is that if you really like him, say Shechianu. But by the way, just to add that this halacha is not that you know what's going on with him. You see, in our days, it's very hard to say this bracha because you know what's going on with everyone anywhere, right? You know what goes on with him. If it's someone you really love, you know what goes on with him. You have email, you have people who know him, you have a Skype, all kinds of things.
What
you
that?
Can't say Shechianu when you see him after 30 days you haven't saw him.
Oh, so it's not just if you talk to him on the phone, it's if, like a mutual friend tells you.
Oh, I saw him, he's fine, Baruch Hashem, he's doing well.
Oh,
you can't say Shechianu with the bracha.
It's not just having not seen him, but not knowing information.
Right, in the olden days, someone left the town.
You don't know what happened.
Right, he could be dead. That's why you say Shechianu. And he could be dead, that's why after a year you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Gevechol, Amichaya Amitim, Zerach HaShacharach. But in our days, let's say when Gilad Shalit went back, came back from there, if his parents knew, I don't think they knew, but if they knew, they had to say the bracha, Mechaya Amitim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Mechaya Amitim. And Shechianu.
But no one knew his condition.
That's why. No one knew he's alive.
Right.
You knew he's alive? No, you didn't know. How do you know he's alive? No one knew he's alive when I'm not. Well, Hashem is back. He's about to do tshuva now.
Facebook takes away all the Shechianus. Facebook
is the first thing you should get rid of. The security there is terrible. I mean, everything you type in there is being recorded by NSA.
What's NSA?
National Security Administration.
So what? What is there to be there?
The American spies.
What is it? What do you have to hide? What do you got to hide? What do you got to hide?
No, it's what they're going to give you.
They're going to give you?
A nice virus. Wipe out your computer.
Why?
Because they're evil.
No, because they're good. They're agents of Hashem. They're to get away from the computer.
Exactly. Yeah. Ki az nichrav Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash was destroyed then, between 3 weeks, right? I mean, next week. Ve'ikar tikun klaliut ha-shinuyim she'yu nichlalim be'achdut haya Bet HaMikdash Bet Kodshi HaKadoshim sham ha'even ha-shtiyah ha-shimshan nimshachim gidim ve'cinorot v'chol ha-kumot sh'ba'olam she'kol makom meshuneh b'chavot kfi yagid ha-cinor shelo. We said yesterday, yesterday was? 2 days ago. We learned, we said that Bet HaMikdash from there, there's spiritual pipes to all over the world. Everything's connected to one, right? We learned that all the changes in the world is all connected to the one, and it connects through the Beis HaMikdash, which is one. It's the one which is included with all places in the world. Like we said, Aaron HaKohen is the one who's included all the Jews in the world. Or, right? Yeah, the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur is a time which includes all times of the world, of the year. And Kodesh HaKadashim, it includes all places in the world. Place. Yeah? So, right? One place, yeah, he brings examples. Therefore, this place is able to grow pilpelim, peppers, another place, other fruits. Right? But in Eben Ashtia, there's just a source of all the koch in the world. It's a source. And yeah, like we said, Yom Kippur, yeah. Right? So this place is peace, like we said. Because it includes all the people in the world, it includes all the places in the world, and all the times in the world. All the changes are in the world become one in this specific place. Become one. It's a makot, it's a shorosh of all. Is that what I'm saying? Okay. איי 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 איי, וכל זה, איי 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 איי. כל הזכינו בשלמות, all this we merited this peace between us, between all the changes in the world, בשלמות, complete peace, when Beis Hamikdash was, and exist. אבל מיום שחרב בית המקדש, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, ואין לנו כהן גדול שיחבר בעדינו. We don't have a כהן גדול that's gonna do kapara for us. We can't do Yom Kippur. We don't can't go in. We don't have a כהן גדול. אי אפשר לקבל השלום בשלמות. We cannot. There's no shalom. There's no shalom. There's no shalom. You cannot receive shalom. They say that I heard a shiur that even the power that each one had to serve Hashem when Beis Hamikdash was built. It's not the same power that we have. Ain't no koach to serve Hashem. We do whatever we can. When the Bish was there, it gave everyone koach to serve Hashem. Now we don't have Mesa Midr. And this is what we have to cry. That's what we have to say. The ghost. It's not the ghost that we don't have a house. Golut HaNefesh. That we can't serve Hashem because of all this. And everyone just look a bit behind the layers of his gaiva. And we'll see exactly where he's standing. And what to cry about in Kippur. And Tisha B'av. But yeah, what to cry about? Just look a little bit deeper and see. Ay, ay, ay. If it's not Beis Hamikdash, it must be because of me. Why? Look at me. Look who I am. Now I'm depressed. Ubeemet, in truth, kol churban Beis Hamikdash, all the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash to Beis Hamikdash, was because the blemish of shalom. There was no peace between one Jew to the other Jew. That's the main peace. Like Rabotein was written in Chazal, the first Beis Hamikdash was because the second Beis Hamikdash was because Sinat Chinam. And the first Beis Hamikdash was because what? A few things, but beforehand, it says, when did the decree that there'll be the destruction of Beis Hamikdash? Before Avodah Zarah. You know when? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to divide the Beit Yehuda with Israel. It became two kingdoms, two separate kingdoms, here in this holy land. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to make Beis Hamikdash last. So we did the Pesukim, the Navi. Right, Avodah Zarah also, which is also, Avodah Zarah is what? That's where it started also, the Avodah Zarah. They, you know the whole story? They put the calves, the golden calves, in two main places. So they told them, you don't have to go to Beis Hamikdash to build to give a common Pesach. You do right over here. Here, we have a golden calf. Two golden calves. But we don't understand the type they had for Avodah Zarah. Because the Chazal, they nullified it. Doesn't exist. We have other types. And you could imagine, they had a taiva. There's a story, one of the Tanoim said, he saw, I remember the whole story, he saw the Navi, he saw one of the kings, he spoke to one of the kings, one of the Tanoim, one of the kings in the time of Beis Hamikdash. He told him, how could you run after Beis Hamikdash? That's stupid. Of course it doesn't. What's it? He said, if you would have been there, you would have picked up your garment,
the hem of your
garment, and run after Beis Hamikdash quickly. What do they mean? And the same thing with the lust for women. We're sick in the head, that's all. Okay? We can't even understand how sick we are. But we have to know that when Mashiach comes, it's so stupid. Oh, that's so stupid.
At the end of the day, you see, we cannot complain ourselves because Hashem pushes.
Of course. Yes? Of course. No one said it's you. There is no you. Where are you? There's two things. You can't confuse the two. It's Rabbeinu writes, Rabbeinu Nathan writes in Likutei Halachot in Basar v'Chalav. Meat is kosher. Kosher meat is kosher? It's kosher, right? Kosher meat is kosher. Glad kosher. Kosher cheese is kosher? Oh, so why can't you mix the two? They're kosher when they're separate, okay? So same thing this. Don't confuse it. It's one thing, I sin. It's one thing, everything's from Hashem. You're not allowed to confuse it too. You confuse it too, it's chafe. The time when you say this, the time when you use that. Now in the time with Tisha B'Av, we diminish our sinful. What does that mean? We diminish our emunah also. What does that mean?
We diminish our what?
Our emunah. What does that mean? We say it's because of me the destruction of the image. So if someone comes out and tells me, oh, don't worry, you can be happy, it's Hashem doing this. I'm not allowed to listen to him right now. Because now it's a different job, a different work that we have, a different serving Hashem that we have. If someone can be depressed, sad because of this, he's not allowed to do that. The point of us crying over our galus is so Hashem redeems us from the galus. Hashem, look where I am. Make me better. Not to say, oh, I'm so bad. Oh, forget it. I had enough. I'm going to sleep. You know those? I'm going to sleep. I had enough. Why? You can get up and be better?
We're crying over how far we are from Hashem.
Galus of the nefesh. We can't do anything. We can't serve Hashem. Now we both will be hardly do. And even if we merit to do, look at the hour, look how it looks. And on the other hand, Hashem, we do now, we both do. It's two different works, two different jobs. At a certain time you have to work this job, at a certain time you have to work that job, you don't confuse the two. Okay? So look at this, amazing what he's saying now. The Gamata also now, Ikar Biat Mashiach, Ikuv Biat Mashiach Ben Amidash, the main Ikuv, how do you say Ikuv in English? The main holding back, yeah, of the coming of Mashiach and building the Ben Amidash is because of Machloket. Yeah, oh, he's Ashkenazi, he's Sephardi, yeah, I don't talk, I don't this. Machloket, Machloket, no Shalom Bayis to people, oh, I don't know, we don't fit together, we're not working well, we don't. All the stupidities. Yeah, that's why Bizan is not here. Abinatan. Again, I'll say this. It's because Machloket. Shinitrabea ma'avonotenu arabim. Kamar v'kam acher. Again, therefore, now, it's not enough Yom Kippur. The time Bizan is to make peace. Yom Kippur is enough. Yeah, Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol. Right? Beit HaMikdash. You don't need all the fast. But now, we said it, if you remember in the beginning, the fast bring peace. Remember? Why does the fast bring peace? Because you're nullifying your will to Hashem's will. And then everyone will be nullified to you. No one's going to bother you anymore. Because you want Hashem's will. Right? You're bringing the neshama over the body, like we said. So a fast, the Zohar brings this down, brings peace. Therefore, we need another four fasts. And Kippur is not enough. We have Tzom Gedalia, Sarah Betevet, Yizayim Tammuz, Tisha B'Av. Another four fasts. That's what Miratan says here. Therefore, Chazal, they made a decree, litanot, a fast, four fasts for the Chulban Beis HaMikdash. Four for the Chulban. Tzom Gedalia, it's for the Chulban, right? It was the last thing that pushed all of Am Yisrael, almost everyone out of Beis HaMikdash. Asara Betevet, the siege, Yitzhar Beis HaMikdash, breaking the wall, and other things, and Tisha B'Av, the burning Beis HaMikdash. Ki kshe'en shalom, so, the Kanal Batorana, when there's no fast, no peace, the fast. כי עכשיו צריכים עוד כמה תעניות חוץ מיום כיפור, וכולי, ואולי נזכר שלום. Maybe we'll still merit some peace through this fast. If we really do it in the right way, to nullify ourselves, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכן כל אחד, and Rabbi Yatan always takes it practically. Very, very, very strong here. וכן כל אחד, each and everyone. כפי חטאיו ועוונותיו שנמשך אחר רצונו גופו ותאוותיו, according to his own sins, personal sins, חט ועוון. What's the difference? One is purposely with the Gemara, right? And one is משוגג. חט is amazing, and the עוון is משוגג. We learned that.
It's
willfully. חט. And עוון is פסוקים, we learned this, right? Gemara and Shabbos. Yeah, according to his own sins, that he's drawn after the wills of his goof and his taivas, his bad taivas, right? From separating, he did a machloket, he's separating the goof from the neshama, right? And by this, one blemishes shalom, right? Like the tzaddik, he makes shalom between the goof and the neshama, by the neshama ruling, and we make exactly. And whoever does the sin, he makes a machloket between the two. ועל כן, כשרוצה להשום השם יתברך, חוזרים עליו כמה וכמה תעניות, כל אחד כפי יחתו. Therefore, when one wants to do tshuva, at least in the olden days, what do you tell him to do? Fast, right? The Arizal says, for this, you fast 84 fasts. For this, you fast, I don't know, 50 this, 60. Ari Kadosh. Tonight, Zari Kadosh. Tonight. Tzfat. You know Tzfat? You know Tzfat, right? Allah Kadosh is very good, it's fine.
Tonight. Tonight's your time. Yeah.
I'm going. I'm going tomorrow morning. The bus, I'm going to Shabbos. Bli neder. Hashem, please, I want to go. Yeah.
So when you sing, you forgot Hashem.
Yes, between you and Hashem. So therefore, and ben, now we understand. We learned halacha. We can't say shechianu ben amitzayim. Why not? Say shechianu. Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because there's no peace. There's no peace. Right? Because shechianu is the bracha of peace. We say between two Jews. It's hard to bring down peace between two people and the Nazarim. And also, maybe someone's type is also, maybe between us, Akash Baruch, it's very hard to get peace. As then, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shemisham Ikar Ashalom Ben Kol HaShem Shebaolam, because Beis HaMikdash, that's where the peace among all the world, it comes from there. And therefore, it's very hard. And this time that was destroyed. Therefore, the minhag is not to say Shechianu until after Tisha B'Av, because then after Tisha B'Av, they merit to fast. B'zad Hashem, we shouldn't. We should B'zad Hashem have Mashiach. But if there's a fast, we fast. Then we sweeten all the machlokes by the fast, through the fast itself. Yeah, of course. Today, Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem should console us. Meheira soon. Even the Beis HaMikdash, Yashenu, will build our Beis HaMikdash, Vialenu Sicha Le'Artzenu, and bring us to our Holy Land. The Yukuyam will be fulfilled, the Pasuk, the fourth fast and the fifth fast, with the fourth month fast and the fifth month fast, which is Yudzayim B'Tammuz in Tisha B'Av, will be Sason of Simcha, Mir Abimenu, Amen. But we didn't finish the Shir. We have 9 more minutes, Zad Hashem. And therefore, Tisha B'Av, now we have to understand, why is Tisha B'Av more chamu from all the other fests? Ve'alken, therefore, Tisha B'Av is ta'anit chamu. Be'kol ha'chamisha inuim, there's 5 inuim, right? Can't eat and drink, can't wear shoes, can't anoint yourself with oil, what else? Tashmish ha'mita, and maybe eat and drink is too. Eat and drink. Yeah. So 5 inuim.
Anointing yourself with oil, marital relationships, no leather shoes, no bathing.
No bathing and no eating and drinking. You're right. Very good. That's what I forgot. No bathing. Right? And you start also with Odiyo, like Yom Kippur. When do you start? So it's similar to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we fast once and it's good. Right? And we do also 5 inuim. So Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, right? Tisha B'Av is as opposed to Yom Kippur. Also you start from the day before, from the day when it's still day out, you start the fast, and you have the 5 inuim. Right? Ki hu bishvil chuba medavesh. This is a specific fast for the destruction itself. Ve'ika ve'elu zachor v'es amidash. The main mourning on the chuba v'es amidash, it will be blemished with our sins, and we got very far from Kodesh HaKodashim, which is Eben Ashtia, which is the point of the world. It's the main point of the world. And from there is drawn Kedusha to the whole world. That over there the Kohen Gadol enters Yom Kippur on the day of Tanis to do Kapara for all Am Yisrael, to connect everything. And because we blemished, and because machloket in Am Yisrael, and we got very far, therefore the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. and we are exiled from our country, which is Eretz HaChaim VaShalom. B'samir Shel Shalom was destroyed. Eretz HaChaim VaShalom, we're exiled out of it. And therefore, you need to fast, you need to mourn. The main thing is the mourning and fasting, and doing all these five things, like Yom Kippur. Because by fasting, we're doing Shalom, like the Yom Kippur. Because now it's not enough. It's not enough that Yom Kippur, like we said before, that was what made peace between us and every us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everything. But now that we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we have to mourn over Beis HaMikdash, make a tinyness, and mourn over Beis HaMikdash, and over our sin, that because of that, we're very far from Beis HaMikdash. And by doing that, you're fixing, you're creating peace. Because now you are, what happens? The person mourns. And now he has, it's very different than mourning over a dead person. It's very different. Very different. Very different. When you mourn over a dead person, he's dead and finished. You won't see him anymore in garbage. Darn. Maybe in Mashiach comes. Maybe. Not everyone gets up and you don't know which body is going to get up. It's a machloket. They're not sure which body a person is going to get up with. The last body he lived in, the main body that he worked with in the world. That's some say. Let's say he lived for 100 years, and it was a big tzaddik, but he needed 1 year tikkun in the world. And he was born, and then after a year he died. So he getting up with that body? Some say no. He getting up with the body that he worked the most about the with neshama. Most, yeah, the most. He getting up. Some say getting up with the body that he worked the most.
In the neshama. We all tikkunim.
Tikkunim. We all tikkunim.
So our next shot.
What's that?
Our last chance to fix
our last choice.
So when you work very hard, so you get different.
If you worked hard. But you don't know what happened before, so. You don't know what kind of big tzaddik you were before, will be.
Not sure.
We don't know. We don't know what body we ended up with. Doesn't make a difference. As long as we get up. Right? Care what time we get up, as long as we get up at the end, right? I remember we used to get up late. Come on, it was a shiva. I got up so late. Baruch Hashem, you got up. Some people go to sleep, they don't get up. You got up, Baruch Hashem. Tough. Anyways, so when we mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, over this land, we create shalom because the time is created shalom. Because what happens when fasts and he mourns over Beis HaMikdash? He mourns over his sins, he wants to do better, right? He does better, he creates peace. So this fast created peace also, in any case. Okay? And that's when we end the kinos of Eicha. Eicha, how do we end Eicha? Ashiveinu Hashem Elecha Benashuva. Hashem returns to you, and will return to you. Because the main crying that we merit tshuva, to merit Yom Kippur, to merit tshuva. Tshuva is Yom Kippur. We want to merit it. Why do we fast in Teshuva? To merit Yom Kippur. We have the fast in Yom Kippur, right? Which is, yeah. Ktushat HaBet HaMidash Ve'Eretz Yisrael Shano Mshikhim Alenu Ve'Aladei Shemitablim Al-Chubah Mid HaMidash. This is the main Kedusha HaBet HaMidash Ve'Eretz Yisrael that we draw on ourselves when we mourn over Bet HaMidash. We draw upon ourselves this tshuva and shalom. We draw down upon us when we fast and mourn the power to do tshuva. The power to do tshuva. So this year, Baruch Hashem, will be a different year for everyone in the mourning process. You think about himself, not just only the reading the words that we don't understand what they mean anymore. Or the kinos. But if you have an English art school, right? They have art school also on kinos, right? Get one, definitely. I always wondered, until I came to this issue, I always wondered, even when I came here, I don't understand, what do you want from me? What do you want in my morning? What morning? Morning, night, what do you want from me? I don't know anything. But then Rav Aush, he was 1 year, he was sitting, he was a few years ago. sitting there. I remember when we were moved to, to that building. You were there then? You were with us? No, it was before the English program exists. Is that before? We lived there. We were in the yeshiva there where the Talmud Torah is right now. With the building of the Chedorah on the bottom floor. And that's where the yeshiva was. And we were sitting on the floor outside. And I was crying. He said, "I'm mourning. What am I mourning about? The people are far from the tzaddik. They don't know his bodedus. They don't know this. Even my yeshiva, people don't know. That's the tzaddiki, and they mourn over Am Yisrael that they don't know. We have plenty to mourn about ourselves." Okay? Tov. Tzad Hashem, we should merit Tzibes HaMidash soon, Mashiach. Amen.